All right, day three, San Diego Comic-Con. This is the big one, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one, this is the main event, the one they all talk about. And we are going to summarize our experiences day three. Joining me, of course, is my co-host, good friend, Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
And also the man, the myth, the legend, the real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
And the fourth person on our panel, I'm so glad we got to connect and hang out for a little bit, Jessica, the Maid of Might.
Hi, guys.
Now, how did you even make it to us, Jessica? Because I'm assuming you get stopped every 2 seconds to take a picture.
Yeah, being in costume at Comic-Con is a totally different experience than any other, you know, person has. People just want to be included and feel like taking pictures with costumers is like inclusive. So constantly they're like, can I take a picture of you? Even if they don't know what I'm dressed as, they want a picture of me because they're at Comic-Con. They're like, it counts. We're here.
And this is like your like baby. This cosplay seems to be your big one.
My Punk Gwen is my design, my love. She's splitting at the seams literally because I've worn her so many times. And soon my full design will come into fruition because this suit came in a little too small. So I reordered a print and I'm going to have the mask soon. And it's going to be super sinister and real punk. I'm so excited.
What do you do with the old one? Do you retire it? Do you burn it in a fire like Vikings?
I'm going to keep this one for non-mask stuff because when you have the mask attached, it's hard to tuck it into your suit. So this will be my wig suit and the other one will be my mask suit. You know, then maybe less wear and tear on the both of them will be good.
Have you had any, how's the experience been with the fans? Have you had any weirdos this year?
Any weirdos?
Yeah.
Well, it's Comic-Con, so we're all a little weird. But no, most everybody's respectful. Oh, I did have one person, actually. So I was in Batgirl on Wednesday, and he had his cell phone, and he was just, like, taking pictures, like, right up in my face. So I move, behind my friend, because he didn't ask her anything, and I was like, this is weird. And so he goes, oh, do I have to pay or something? And I was like, oh, no, but you could ask nicely and I'll pose for you. And he's like, but you're in a costume.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's
what?
The worst.
That's so rude.
Oh.
So just be respectful. We're all people.
Just web them. That's all you got to do after that and then walk away. You don't have just something to throw at people?
I wish. I was in Batgirl, so I should have been like, bam, punch.
He's the reason why they have the signs, cosplay is not consent.
Yeah, we ran into those guys today, and although I love Cosplay is Not Consent, and I think their mission is very valid and everything, we're going to have to talk to them about some gimmick infringement, because they have a new catchphrase that says, only bang with consent. Consent is a voluntary and enthusiastic yes, and they're handing out these stickers.
What?
And I don't remember signing a release on this. Aaron, did you?
Yeah, I was like,
I do not remember talking to anybody in the industry about any of that. Is my face on there? No. Wow. And it's got the little action type of sign on there as well. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, like I said, I love the cause. It's like someone walking up to you who's like, let's not bang drugs. And, you know, I love the cause and everything, but I'm like, that's infringement.
Interesting, you know. It could mean a lot of things.
I know. I don't even get their message fully. I think they just saw how successful we've been with the whole bang thing, and they jacked
it. Okay, confession time. It was me. I saw an opportunity.
As soon as I asked the question.
We needed to monetize it, and yeah.
I can see Webb in like a trench coat in some parking garage sliding over the...
No. I mean, it was me that sold the rights, not me that caused the sale.
How much you get?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Better question, was it worth it?
It was.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk later, Jessica. You'll get in on it.
All right, perfect.
Aaron, you had quite a journey to get here on day three. Go ahead and lead us through your day and how because you're the only one that I know of who's driven so far. You drive, Jessica?
Yeah, I took the train. Oh. Little train guy. It was packed, though. It was like I had to squeeze myself in, and then every time we stopped, more people were like, can we get in? And we're like, nope. Nope. Sorry about it.
I thought about the train because every time I think about the train, I always think Harry Potter type of situation. So I'm like, that's comfortable. I'll just ride in the train the whole way down.
Nope.
But then I hear it's just like a bus, right?
Yeah. But at least we don't have to deal with traffic on the train. There's no traffic.
True. That's the worst part of driving.
Yeah.
Is I didn't hit traffic because I got here at, or I left at like 3:40 in the morning.
Dang, wow.
So it was still pitch black, nobody on the road. But it's just a long 7-hour drive. And then when you hit like the LA area, drivers are crazy. Aggressive and really just, they'll merge without even blinkers.
You came here today, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Dedication, though.
Biggest day. I mean,
true.
I hear that it's more people here than all the other days so far. So,
are you leaving tonight?
No, I leave tomorrow at around 6 o'clock or something like that.
He's got a panel tomorrow in creative writing.
It's Geektastic, something like Geektastic Industry or something like that. I don't know the actual name about it.
That adjective, though. You should probably look it up so that by the end of the show we can come back around.
With Geektastic consent.
You guys are terrible. Why are we not making any money off this? So day three for me, I had to socially engineer. That's my new term, social engineer.
Social engineer.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's not like conning people, but it's kind of like using the system to get into places. It was for We Bear Bears. I was waiting for like 30 minutes like a dope up in the Aqua Rooms at the Hilton waiting for this roundtable that I had thought I was approved for because Nerd Reactor told me it was on the calendar. No one was there. I go downstairs and they have it like Fort Knox. Super hard to get in. And I could see why, because as I'm there legitimately trying to get in as a press person, I saw six people come through with everything in the book. I left my that in there. Oh, that's my baby. Like, trying to milk everything to get in there. And so these people are mean, and they're bulldogs, and they're kind of being mean to me, but I'm like, okay, I see there's real criminals here. Let me just kill them with kindness, try and get through. Ended up getting through. I get into the panel room. Turns out I was not on the list. So I engineered my way into a situation where I'm not on the list, but I told her my story. I was like, I've covered Cartoon Network before. Here's my outlet. Do you think I can just sit in? And they were totally nice. Cartoon Network is the best. They let me sit in on the We Bear Bears panel. I got to meet Dimitri Martin, stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's super nice. I got to meet my favorite Saturday Night Live cast member, maybe of all time, Bobby Moynihan, a.k.a. Drunk Uncle.
Now, you said that he remembered you,
he remembered
right?
me, because I almost got thrown out last year because, not because of him, but like, I'm a fanboy of like very specific people. Like, I could see Robert Downey Jr. here and probably walk up and have a great conversation. Like, I mean, I like him, I respect him, but there's these certain people, like the drummer from System of a Down.
Yeah,
nobody recognizes him, but to me, it's like, oh, he was on my wall.
You were a bumbling idiot when we saw him in San Jose.
I said his name wrong.
You said his name.
I don't know all your songs. I was an idiot.
I listened to him in my sleep.
But Bobby Moynihan, I kept it under control. I was able to interview him. I actually got a picture with him to document it this time. He remembered me for my drunk, because I dressed up as Drunk Uncle for a Christmas party, and he had it saved in his phone because someone had like tweeted it to him or something.
That's
like
awesome.
Did he remember you from last year too, though? Getting
in
trouble.
Yeah, that's what he remembered me
from. Oh, that's how he remembered you.
I told him, I was like, yeah, I guess I kind of, you know, approached you in a spot where I wasn't supposed to, and it was my first year, and I was terrified. He's like, oh yeah, I remember that. He was so nice. It's one of those times where you meet like a hero, and hero's a strong word, but because what's a hero? Aaron, what's a hero?
What's a hero? That's a tough question.
He didn't save my life or anything, but. He's like, oh, Bobby Moynihan kept me from killing myself.
Do you look up to him and want to imitate anything that he does?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I really respect his comedic stylings.
Everyone has different
then,
heroes.
Yeah. Then, yeah, you can say he's a hero of yours.
Okay, and it's not going to be gay like when I said it to Danny?
It's a hero of yours, not a hero
yeah,
in general.
Yeah, just a hero of yours personal. Look, it's up to you if you want to be that person. You know, you and Danny can work that out.
What was that line that he said?
Oh, God.
Someday I want to be you.
It kills me.
Someday I hope to be you.
It kills me.
Someday I wish to be you.
That was it. I think
it
was
not that. I swear to you, it was not that. And it kills me that Jessica remembers that. That's so embarrassing.
I remember everything.
That's so embarrassing. So that was a good experience. It was. Now, Webb, what did you do?
Now we trash it.
Yeah, what did you do, Webb?
So my first thing today was I got to sit in on a press event for Kevin Smith and Greg Grunberg's new show on AMC, Geeking Out. It premieres Sunday after Preacher, and they're doing a special Comic-Con episode, and then they're off the air for, like, I think he said 6 weeks, and then they're coming back, like, full-blown, ready to go.
This is your busy day, right? You have a lot of
No, actually, I thought it was my busy day, but this is, I only had two today, so this was good. That show, though, is going to be really awesome because Kevin Smith, he's a legend. He's a veteran in the industry. He knows so much stuff. Greg, as he put it, he's new to this whole culture. And he never read comic books growing up, and now he's catching up, doing his homework. And so we're going to have the views of two different points of view on the show. It's going to be really cool.
That does sound really cool. And then you met Matt Parkman.
I met Matt Parkman, Greg Grunberg. Kevin Smith bounced really quickly after the thing.
He's got a lot to do.
He has a lot to do. But Greg stuck around. What was really cool, he actually bought a book from a fan. She came up, and she was like, hey, I wrote this book. And she was like talking to him about it. And he goes, oh, man, I wish I had one of my books here, you know, for you. And she goes, but I want to buy yours. And she goes, like, no, I'm giving it to you. And he's like, no, I'm buying it from you. Like, and it was like, that was really awesome.
How much she charge him?
She charged him a cool $100.
Really? For
no.
Real? I was going to say, that's ridiculous.
No.
It's like that movie Blank Check.
Yeah.
Right?
He just gave her a blank check. Write in whatever you think it's worth.
I'm not working that much anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But no, it was cool. It was one of those cool things. I was like, that guy, he has my respect.
Jessica, did you get to see any celebrities or, you know, rub elbows with some famous people since you've been here?
Not yet. I went to a rooftop party last night, and, like, the guys from Face Off were all there, and I was like, this is one of my favorite shows.
Wait.
Great.
Okay, so not Face Off, like John Travolta,
Nick
Cage.
No, like Face Off, the Sci-Fi Channel makeup show.
I can eat a peach.
Way cooler.
So I should say that we're going to have another episode coming out shortly after this one where myself and Jessica will be interviewing Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool. And I'm pretty excited about that one. Have you met him before?
I've never met him, no. Never had the pleasure, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think this is going to be fun. So, you know, he created Deadpool, so I'm assuming it's going to be like a very laid-back type of, like...
Yeah, he's just a normal guy. If you, like, look at his Instagram or Facebook or anything, like, he just... hangs out with his kids. Like, he just seems like a totally normal dude.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's going to be a super fun one, so look forward to that. The other thing I did with Eddie from Filmlosophers today was the Magic the Gathering. We had an interview with Mark Rosewater, who's been a longtime creative lead in making a lot of the new stuff. We'll be posting that one very soon, too. That was like a long-form interview. It's going to be great. They hooked us up with the exclusive Planeswalker set of cards. Eddie socially engineered himself a set, too. And that's how good Eddie is. Like, he gets into these relationships with people so short-term that the PR lady actually went and pulled out her deck box and was like, here, take mine.
What?
She gave Eddie her personal set of Planeswalkers from the con exclusive.
Eddie, I hate him, but I respect him.
he walks a fine line. He walks it hard.
He walks a tightrope, and one of these days, he's going to miss the step, and he's going to fall so far.
But it'll be one of the most glorious falls
it will
you'll
be
ever see. So.
Falling with style.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a Buzz Lightyear fall.
It'll be like one of those explosions. You'd be like, oh, that's really beautiful, but it's a man's life.
But it's a man's life. He's he's done. He's never going to work in this industry again.
Jessica, I don't know if you've heard it. We've talked about it a little bit, but there's rumors going around that on Sunday, the last day of the con, when Pokemon Go takes Hall H, there's going to be the release of a legendary.
Ooh.
And just hearing the rumor.
Like in the panel?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that's what I was telling Aaron.
Don't tell me that.
I don't think Aaron will get in. I don't think anybody will get in unless you plan on camping out overnight. But just be, like, near.
Yeah.
Because GPS signal might be, like, bing.
What are they planning to do? Is just talk about the game right now, though? What is confirmed? That's what I'm asking. Like,
it's confirmed that there's a Pokemon Go panel.
And that it was in a smaller panel room, but obviously due to the crazy popularity. Like, have you been Pokemon Going out there?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a mecca. everywhere.
It's crazy. Catching all the things everywhere.
Well, last time we talked, you were already like way, like 8 levels ahead of me. Where are you at now?
I'm still at 22. As soon as you hit those 20s, it is so hard. You gotta just grind, because it's like 100,000 XP points to level up. So I'm like, still 22. I'm like hanging on, chugging on.
Just knowing that there's a possibility of a legendary, are you gonna modify your schedule to get in that area?
I don't know. What time is it?
I don't know. You looked it up this morning.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
No, we had the wives do it, but they were hungover from last night.
They were super hungover. Hey, look, Zabby Darkstar and Key Zen. Hey!
Hey, guys!
Some amazing cosplayers. You never know who you run into, man. This is so cool. We love San Diego Comic-Con. As always, Jessica, where can people find out and follow all your San Diego Comic-Con adventures?
Well, I've been posting up all my cosplays every day at my Instagram, which is at Made of Might, M-A-I-D, and Facebook, Made of Might Cosplay.
All right. And then, as always, follow us, VGB, Video Game Bang on Twitter, Facebook. We're doing all the things. So follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. And very shortly, we will have up the interview with Rob Liefeld. Thank you guys so much for following us along on the San Diego adventures. You've just been banged.